يعرف
You blocked up.
I'm making my video off because it's, I think it disturbs the. Okay. So since it's not a bad eye, so you make sense. It's a topic that maybe came out. So therefore, we are machmir both ways. We start with tumor, but you can't take on that her tumor has definitely started, meaning another 14 days' time, you have to still be cautious and still tumor's. Later. That's what the Gemara took on. The Gemara understood the only reason why we're choishish is because you have to come onto the idea of mixas shilya, yesh mixas shilya below blood. It's well possible that at least part of the blood was in that shilya that left out. And since it's part of the blood would be there, then at least we could make a suffix to say maybe most of the blood was there. Okay. But if it could be even that not even part of the blood there, then it's a sex faker, you would say, well, who says any of the blood was there? And even if part of the blood was there, maybe it was only a mute. To which the Gemara asks, we don't need that. We have a Mefurash Mishnah in Chulin that says the same idea, talking about a behemoth. And there it talks about Shkita, it says there's Shilya. It goes out, a part of a Shilya leaves the animal, and then you shed the animal. It's forbidden to eat that shilya, not only the part that left the animal, obviously that's forbidden to eat. It's even possible to eat the part that's inside the animal. Why? Because we take on, then maybe the majority of the baby, the fetus, was already out and it was already born. And then the sheet of the mother doesn't help for anything of the baby.
You said the rosh, it also could be the rosh. Mm-hmm. So, well, does the rosh have to be intact, or could the rosh also be part of the? The liquidy, whatever that's.
Yeah, so the lotion we saw was if you cut up, if they want it cut up, then you need the majority. Right, the old times here spoke about the majority.
Okay.
So.
That's good.
The lotion sounds like it's wanted to cut up or not. Okay, so that's what the Gemara wants to arrive from. You see here that it must be we take on that Yesh makes the shilya. That A makes a shilya very bad, that every shilya must have at least part of the blood, every part of the house, at least part of the blood. So, which thing was said over here? Now, the bottom of Amud Beis, I live in the top of Amud Beis. E must see, why do you need two cases? Why do you need the case of the Mishnah and the case of Reb Ula Omer Velot? So, he said, E must see, sin, if we'd have just the Mishnah, that's the last five words and the last four words in the Aleph, if we'd have the Mishnah without Ula's din, it's well possible that the mixed shilya will not have a blood. So why were we machmir by achila? Why do we say you're not allowed to eat the entire shilya, even the part that was inside the animal? It's exeya mixosa otokulin. Maybe there's exeya mixas otokulin. If we allow you to eat this animal, if partly, if we allow you to eat the shilya, the placenta, if part of it left, then we might come to allow you to eat it when it totally leaves as well. Somebody might come to eat it when it's totally leaves. If we allow you to eat it when part of it left, so even though the majority stayed behind, the person will say, see, even though some left, you can still eat it. So then if it totally left, a person will think they're allowed to eat it. And we have to understand that's where we left off on Tuesday. We have to understand what's the difference between this, where we say we are making exera, and the din of ula. What we say, if we just have the mission chulin, we wouldn't know the din of ula. If we'd have the mission chulin and we say that you ask you to eat the part that's inside, that's not because a mixes shilya below ground. It's not exera. If we allow you to eat the part that's in, the next time we'll come to eat it even when it leaves. And therefore, you wouldn't know the din of Ullah. What was the din of Ullah again? If a baby left, if a Mixer Shilia left, then you already have to start counting two. Why would we not know the din of Ullah? As much as we made Xer, the Gabachila, why wouldn't we make the same Xer regarding two? That's the question which we need to try and work out. Why do we need Ullah? Ullah told me, yeah, you have to start counting two already from day one. Why? I know it's already. I see we made Xer that every time part of it left, we treat it as if it all left. So to you, Ullah, as soon as part of the Shilia left, we've got to treat it as if the entire baby left. And Thomas Lee started already on day one. So why can't we learn it from this day?
Well, then you don't have a backup. You don't have if then you start day one, then you only have 14 days. You have to cover the
No problem, we're being machmir. You don't write from this mission, you have to be machmir. We don't write it. You can't. You have to be machmir. Machmir, we have to be machmir to treat as if it left. So also an olaf. We make xer as if it treated as if it all left. So we have to start counting tum already from day one. It's xer. It's only xer, so you can't take away din to it. Therefore, obviously, the tire will only start in 14 days after the second day. But at least we know that day one should be us. That's the question which needs to be
discussed. If that's true, then what did Robo say? Robo was arguing saying, no, you have to count from day two.
Right.
So if we're understanding Ullah to be that you have to count for day two, then what was Robo saying?
Yeah, when we say that Ullah and Robo together. That's clear from Rashi. When we say what's a chiddush ula, ula was telling us that you have to already count from day one, which Rava amended to say means you have to be chosh from day one, but really start counting from day two. But the chiddush of ula was, at least how it got amended, if you look at Rashi, the Masel, Yud Aleph, Omid Aleph, Rashi, the Masel, the imix of Shili below blood. If you look at the Rashi before that, Mike Machalon Ula, Domach Hesheshes, what's Ula telling us? But he said, Hesheshes, first of all, Ula said Hesheshes. Ula said, Vade count. So why saying Hesheshes? And then Rashi goes on, Emix Shili Bli Vad, and Shalaki Hesheshes. You have to worry about, again, Rashi talked about Hesheshes. And then in four lines down the Rashi, Rashi says, Omimna Vade Loi Mani Abnish, can't count from the first day. The Shem alone offered group because maybe the majority didn't leave. So he's saying this all in Ullah. That means once Robert came along to explain to ask this kasha, and now we're amending what Ullah's din is. Ullah told us a din that if it comes out, you have to worry already from day one. Ullah actually mentioned you count from day one. Robert said you can't count from day one. Okay, you're right, you can't count. It means to start worrying that he's sheshes from day one. So that's what we're calling Ullah. But the reason why you have to be a chosh from day one is because it mixes shilia below blood. Because otherwise you wouldn't have to. Well, then we know. So say no, you wouldn't have known. Why? But maybe bemet yesh mixes shilia below blood. Why were we chosh by in chulin by the animal that gave birth? That's a xer. Mix us otu chulin. If we'd allow you to eat it when part comes out, a person will say, even when part came out, I can eat it. Or if it totally came out. Right? So let's see Rashi at the top of Omid Aleph.
So the question is then, why, if we're going to make a Gezerah in the case of Kulin, why wouldn't we also know to make a Gezerah by Kula's case?
Right, by Turim Adai.
So any kind of Kula that would come out and make a Gezerah in Turim Adai?
Like Yeshua said, a person might make a mistake to start counting in their early. Said that, but we're saying Hoshesh, not saying it.
And that wouldn't make the Himitara go any longer?
No, and it might make a person possibly make a person make a mistake to start counting the entire day early. It's possible to do that, but which would be wrong. Since it's Xeria, so everyone knows Xeria, you have to be chushish both ways. Yeah. So let's see Rashi. Yesh mixes shiri blei blood, top of the Omid base. Yesh mixes shiri blei blood. Maybe indeed you can have part of the shiri without some blood, and therefore you wouldn't know the din of Tumah and Tayyar. Because you're a bachile. Why do we ask you to eat even the part that was left inside the animal? Why do we ask of it? Xeir miksosa otu kulu. It's xeir. Miksosa otu kulu. If we allow you to eat part, you'll come to eat it even when it leaves completely. Tony Simon Vlad. So the Russian I got a problem. The Mishnah said Simon Vlad, the issue Simon Vlad the Rehu. Yes, we're on the base. You down from the base at the top. Right, second line. Vaidik Tony Simon Vlad, Russian, yeah. Vaidik Tony Simon Vlad. Lama Miksosa Koi. It doesn't mean to say that whenever a part comes out, there's already a simon of a blood. This is what the Mishnah meant. Asur ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Gezeya otu hecha denof pekulu. It's a gezeya. You can't eat it because a gezeya could maybe another time it might come out completely. But also the name and people will say, income blood. There's no blood. That's why people will say, people say, you can eat it, there's no blood. If we allow you to eat it when partly come out, people will say, well, then you can eat it if it totally comes out. And they'll say, there's no blood. That's why you can eat it.
Doesn't make sense, though. I mean, if we know that there's a blood there somewhere, we don't know whether or not it's in that part that came out. So now we probably come to when the whole thing comes out, and you, it's almost like
blood. People will say that if it's dissolved, it's not blood.
What's the case?
We're talking about an animal where part of the placenta came out.
Right.
And we're saying you're not can't eat. No, you know the part that came out. You can't even eat the part that's left inside.
You can't eat the part that came out. It wasn't Ishchad already. It wasn't Ishchad yet when it came out.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Great question.
Okay.
Right. So we're saying that. We'll come to your question. You're asking good. It says that if part of it comes out and then you shefted it, we don't allow you to eat the part that remains inside. Right. That's what we said then. Well, that's exactly why. Because if we allow you to eat the part that remained inside, a person will say, how could that be? I mean, some of it already came out. If some came out, you know why? It must be the reason why you're allowed to eat the part that remained inside is because there's no such thing as a baby. Once it's dissolved, if you don't see it, there's no baby. And therefore, even if it entirely comes out, Tim says, no, baby, I should be able to eat it. Very glossy. Here it is. How can you eat it? What happened? Entirely came out and then you shepherded the animal. Then it wasn't in the animal when you shepherded it. How can the shita work? Says Rashi. If a person might make a mistake and think that if the placenta went out and then went back in, went entirely out, and then went back in, then you can eat it, it'll become kosher with the shita of the mother, and it'll really be eating in the veda.
Even though it was already born.
Because he'll think it won't be born, there was no birth. There's no baby there, so there's no birth. It's just a piece of meat connected to the mother. So if that piece of meat was then re-trapped back into the animal, and then you shed the animal, you have cold of veda. You have shed the animal, there's things inside it, it should be good.
What did the Rav say? Went entirely out and back in. Rav added those words.
Yeah, that's what Rashi said.
We're going to say going out entirely as opposed to.
Rashi said, Mikso, we made Xeo of Miksosa Otto Kulu. Right? Heche Otto, third line down again. Otto Heche, the Nafke Kulu, entirely went out. Right? Nafke means to go out.
Yeah.
Kulu means it completely. Yeah? But also, maybe a person will say, even there, when entirely left, you can eat it. Yeah? And after Kula, completely left there, you can still eat it. Why can you eat it? Because ain't got blood. It must be there's no blood. Great Yossi, a mother, you can't eat it from the animal and reject it. Answer is no. If it would go back inside, this tree, the Shrit Zem, a person will come to eat it, will be matter it with the Shrit of the mother.
What difference does it make if there's a blood or not? Oh, wouldn't people be worried?
So if there's a blood, so there was a ladle. If it's a ladle, then this whole placenta is part of the baby, and therefore the shrita of the mother is not going to help it. Even if it all goes back in. If you have a ladle, if a baby is born, a ben pekua, if it comes out, not ben pekua, okay. If a cow gives birth to a calf, and the calf then decides it wants to go back inside, it's warmer inside, and it goes back inside, then you shef the mother, it's not going to help. Because once the later happened, it's its own entity, right? If you shef the mother and there's a baby inside it, And that baby's kosher. Mutvachina. That was the whole story of Ben Pekor with Yosef and his brothers. They ate this animal, which Yosef thought was Eben Manachai. They ate it because it was they shechted the animal. Inside the animal was this tinnik, was this calf, which they could eat. But once this calf came out, then you can't be meat. Because then it's its own entity. The sheet of mother doesn't help for it. So too with the placenta. If the placenta had a ladle, means if there was a baby inside it, if you can't see the baby because it's dissolved, but if there's a ladle, then the sheet of the mother will help even if the placenta goes back inside. If you eat the placenta, you'll be eating the baby. So Mamela, if we allow mixas to go out and we say, okay, it doesn't matter, still have the majority, a person might make a mistake and think, well, mixas came out and you said it was okay. So if I say you're not messiahs to a ladle, we're not messiahs, since we don't see a baby, we don't consider a baby. And if that's true, even if it entirely goes out and goes back in before the sheet and then you shech, should also be okay. Because when you shech, you're shechting and eating bosom. But that's why we made it there and said, no, you should know every time. We want to make sure you know about this. So every time part of a placenta goes out, you can't eat anything of the placenta. Why? Because there is a ladle. Obviously, when a part comes out, there's no ladle. You can't take on the, maybe you can't take on this ladle. But any part, who tells you you have to be cautious that the majority is there? But we want to make you know that there has been a ladle here. And don't make a mistake thinking there's no ladle there. It's possible to have been a ladle. And therefore, we're going to make you say, in by mixas, auto kudo.
Part
goes out,
and
then
part goes back in.
Really, Apia Lachomi, okay. Yeah, but there's no lady on, right? I mean, Apia Lachomi, we
don't tell somebody before
we get to Ula. Before we get to Ula. In fact, Apia Lachomi
doesn't already separate
it from
mother. I mean, it's a question of
lady on foot
before.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's what we see the skillship. By Kobolas, it's not by a leg. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that'd be right. That's what we see. As much as it goes back in, it's manha before the shita. If it goes in before the shita, then the shita helps it. Yeah, there's a mishnah about it in Chulin also. If an animal stretches out its leg and then takes it back in.
That's not rough of the animal.
Yeah.
If it's rough, then it's.
So in a mix us shilya, we'll say it's not the majority of the animal. We don't have to refer to the majority of the animal. Therefore, really, you should be able to eat it if it goes back in. It goes back in, but we're not going to allow it because it's a risk. And some of you might think that the reason why you can eat it is because there's no ladle. There's no ladle. Why is there no ladle? Because there's no blood in. And therefore, first we'll make a mistake, will be his mistake. If there's no blood, then take it a stage further. Even if the entire thing leaves and goes back, we'll also eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Mashallah, you can't. Right? Why not? Because it is a ladle. And how are we going to point out to you there's a ladle? By answering it once. Even by mixing shittier reacts.
There is a ladle, or
can
Mashallah that has nothing to do with whether it's
fuss
or not?
If
it's still
considered
still ladle.
Well, I meant by Mashallah, thanks for pointing this out. Mashallah is a ladle, means if the entire thing comes out, there's a ladle. We have to worry that there's a blood inside it. And it is a ladle. Therefore, if the entire thing comes out, you definitely can't eat it. It's been a ladle. How will we show you that? How and which way are we going to point out to you this point? They should know that with every shilya that leaves, there is a ladle. That's by asking you to eat even part of it. If a part of it comes out, first we're thinking, why on earth should that be awesome? That is because it's a. In order, you shouldn't make a mistake to think that, you can eat it, we're going to ask you it. Always to know that you should know if it entirely comes out, it is definitely a need.
Isn't the point to drive a wedge between this and Ula to say that we can't learn from here that Yesh mixes Shuli Bala?
Right. So now let's take that now to Ula. So now we've now explained this Mishnah has got nothing to do with Ula. Why? This Mishnah Behemet in every mixas, what was Ula's Chiddush? You have to be cautious, even in the mixas for blood, for the entire blood. That was always finished. Even in the mixas, you have to be cautious of entire blood. When Ula said that part of the shiva mother comes out, she's already tummy later. Why? Because we have to be choshesh that even in that mixas, the majority of the child was out, and therefore the later happened.
They were not approximately the size of the fetus, no? Based on the time. So what does that mean, mixas? Like even this amount came out, and they're thinking the entire thing is there?
Yeah, it dissolved. Don't mind dissolved, so it's a liquid. So that could be anyway. So Ulla said that you have to be choshesh, that tiny bit comes out, you have to be choshesh, that the majority of the blood is in that area. So we're saying that's got nothing to do with the Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Chulin doesn't teach us that. Mishnah Chulin didn't say that, you know why you can't eat the shiliyah is because there's been a lady already. No. The reason why you can't eat the shiliyah is exeya, because maybe if we allow this, then next time you'll eat the entire shiliyah, you'll eat the shiliyah even though entirely left. And that's what we're worried about. So we have to finish off Rashi to bring that back now to why Ulla couldn't have learned his din from the Mishnah in Chulin. Avol Gabi Isho. See his first narrow line. Or maybe I don't think we did the last wide line. Didn't think we finished it. So we said in Chota, if he goes back inside, the person will come to eat the type center, because in a veda, and he'll eat in a veda. Now he, in the case when tiny leaves, Vada is simon blood beish, so that's definitely a simon blood beish also. It's definitely a simon blood beish, there's no way you can eat the entire placenta. If the placenta leaves, you can't eat the placenta. Avol gabi isho, it says Rashi, by isho, there's no reason for exil. Lo yinevish. By isho also you could have made such exil, no? No, can't make exil. What's the chash by isho? Now, what would be the chash? Let's make the cashman. If we would say, like, if we would allow you to say, you know, mixes comes out, your toys. So what will a person think? If the entire thing comes out, what's the time? Is that what they'll think? Mixes came out on a Sunday, we said, your toy, Sunday, your toy. And the rest came out on Monday. So what will a person think? Ah, if mixes comes out, you said, I'm toy, then who are they if Kulay comes out in toy? That's what a person might think. Is that more of a such exterior? Why not? By Shiri, we said it was. We said if bar comes out, I can eat it. Well, then if all of it comes out, I can eat it.
It's fine to have the person
to be power around the whole
thing. Tommy or
Tommy?
And Tommy.
How do you know? Maybe a person might make a mistake.
No, we took the whole thing out. I thought you said that.
But if the whole Shiri comes out, also, no, not case, it's also to eat. Right. Or what people might make a mistake. People might make a mistake drinking. If we allow you to eat it when part of it comes out, well, then I could eat it if entirely comes out. That's what a person might make a mistake. So why can't we say the same thing here? The person will say, if you say I'm toy, if part of the shilya comes out, well, then I'm toy, if the entire shilya comes out. Maybe a person might make that mistake.
Oh, don't let the person make that kind of mistake and think that there's no blood in the
people make that mistake thinking there's no blood and therefore there's no tumas later.
Right.
So maybe she still made that mistake. So l'chayu, Ulla should still have, why does Ulla have to make a chadish? They should know there's a majority of blood. You have to be choshesh, a majority of blood in the mixas. Maybe not. Maybe it's only, you don't have to be choshesh with a majority. The reason why Ulla said your tummy is because of exeya, that person might think, if you say I'm Tori today, then you'll say I'm Tori even if the entire thing comes out.
Well, why would someone think that there's no way out?
Yeah, because it's just a shiliya, no baby. Where's the baby?
But I thought, don't we already accept the premise that when there's a shiliya, when there's a shiliya, that there's part of the blood there?
That's what we know. But we're worried about people might make a mistake. People might make a mistake. If part of it comes out, you say I'm pouring, that must be because you say there's no such thing as a lady there, but there's no baby here. So even if the entire thing's on top, a person could make that mistake, no?
Unless they also have yeah, two elements in here. If we have whether or not there's a blood, we also have to have. If minority of the blood comes out, then that's also not a.
Yeah, that person might make a mistake. Just like we saw in Chulin, the person made a mistake and said that if part of the shiliyah comes out and you allow me to eat it, gravity, what's remaining inside, that people might make mistakes. Say if power comes out, okay, you obviously don't care about birth because there's no baby here. So even if it entirely comes out, it could eat it. That's what birth might make a mistake. So we could say this thing by Tumah Tahareh. If you say I'm Tahareh, if part of it comes out, then maybe I'm Tahareh even if it entirely comes out.
Isn't that still a blood that you should smell up there? Doesn't that mean that, that there definitely was a blood?
Yeah, sure. We so know why? That definitely was a blood.
So why would you think you'd be turned to Tahareh?
Because not everyone's a big Tahareh Chacham like you. Well, we know that this is the Simon Rab, Simon Rab, but let's go back to the case of Chulin. The case of Chulin, sorry, I'm sure, one second. The case of Chulin. In the case of Chulin, the blood, the Shiria left, partly. What are we concerned about?
The matter part, you might be marked in the form.
Why would you put the whole thing? I, Simon Rab, Simon Rab, the person might be an origin thing. Not like that.
And that's Lama being tossed by.
Right. Halacha lemaisa, if the entire thing comes out, halacha lemaisa is definitely awesome. Why? If the entire comes out, it's a simon blood, isha, simon blood, if the tiny, definitely that blood. But we're worried about people. People will see that you are allowed to eat when partly comes out. They'll automatically assume the same would be if entirely comes out.
So
why will they assume that?
The difference is
because they'll think there's no blood.
Maybe by behemoth, the blood can go back in, but by the isha, can't.
Oh, very good. And therefore, the mom is almost there.
It works. Like him go back.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's almost there. This is to finish his thought.
Yeah.
Rashi answered it. But, right. And therefore,
then it's always out.
And therefore,
therefore you would be in town, maybe.
There's no mocking for mistake. Because what's a mistake? If we allow this person to be Torah the first day, she'll think that there's never, we don't care about the blood. There's no blood. And therefore, even if entirely comes out, you're Torah. Not true, she won't make that mistake. But what's the story? It came out on the first day, and partly, and then came out fully on the second day. Huh? So she goes to the rabbi and says to the rabbi, what's the halacha? And he says, you're Tommy from the second day. Now, why shall I be Tommy from the second day? Must be because there was a blood on the second day. So there's no mocking for a person to think that there's no blood in a placenta. Because you see, she's Tommy on the second day. So why is she Tommy on the first day? Must be because we're not precious for blood and a little bit of a shilia, that's all.
The fact that there's definitely going to be two on day two stops the whole
chashash. Hashengi, by the baby and the shrita, there could very well be a matzah when the rabbi will say you can't eat it. Because you shech the baby and there's a shilya inside. So of course you can eat the shilya. And we're worried that maybe they'll come out and go back in. And he'll think that it's the same din as if the shilya would have been in the whole time. That's what we're worried and mistake for. But by Tumah Mataya, where the din is, first day Torah, second day Torah, no mocking for any mistake. You clearly said there is a leda. That's why you're talking from day two. And on day one, you don't have to worry about a leda because only part comes out. So there's no mocking for mistake. And yet, Ola told me you're Tommy on day one. Why did Ola tell me I'm Tommy on day one? There's no mocking for any mistake. So what's Chazin Ola? Why did Ola say I'm Tommy on day one? Is that you worry that the majority of the blood already on the first day? That's the Chiddush of Kula. Right? The Ikka Halacha is Cheshesh from the first day, you have the Ikka Halacha, you have to count from the second day.
So it's like
Xer.
No,
Xer. Cheshesh.
Cheshesh. Okay,
well,
she can tell me the first day.
Xer means a really mutter or tongue. That's what Xer means. Because we're worried of a certain mistake, we make Xeria to say that even though you're Torah, even though it's Mutah, we're going to forbid you to eat this, or we're going to make it tolerated for mistake. That's Xeria. The case of Chulin could have been Xeria. Case of Chulin, really, the blood came out, could have been Xeria. That would have been Xeria. Mixas Shiria left out, so no reason to ask, no reason to say it should be asked to eat. The prophet stepped inside to be mutter with the shechita of the mother. But we asked the entire shilia because of Xenia, the person might make a mistake and think that there's no leader whatsoever. And therefore, even if the entire shilia would leave and go back, it would still be nita with the shechita of the mother. And that because of Xenia, we asked you to eat any part of the shilia. We asked you to eat the shilia even if any part of it left. That's Xenia. But in the case of the din of tumah b'tayeh, it's not because of exeir. If it's only working because of exeir, the first day should be torah completely. First day should be torah. There's no mocking for exeir. Why are you worried about it? Person will think that there's no leidah, there's no tumah leidah. Won't think that. She's told clearly she's coming from day two.
Right.
So she clearly knows there's something called tumah leidah from a shilia that comes out. She's told that. You are Tommy from day two. Why am I Tommy from day two? I don't see a baby. What's the answer? But there is a baby. I don't see it. Ain't Shilya below blood. There's definitely a Shilya. There's definitely a blood inside it. You're Tommy. So why am I Tommy Tohoy on day one? One second. If it be a thing, say it should be Tohoy on day one. Why would she be Tohoy on day one? Because since only part of it came out, there's no reason to suspect that there's a blood there yet. Right? That would mean if it's Medin Xeyr, it should be Torah on day one. Along comes Ullah and tells you, no, you're Tommy on day one. Or Chosh is Batum on day one. Why are you Chosh is Batum on day one? Since every part of the Shem must have part of the blood, we are choishish that maybe the majority of the blood was in there already. Choishish. If it's rechok zeya, we're choishish for that. If it's chash, so you're Tommy misopic. That's the chiddush of Ulam. So the two parshias. There's a parsha in Chulin, which could have been because of zeya. And then you have a parsha of Ulam. Once Ulam tells us the din, and this is a new shlag, once Ulam told us the din of the baby that the mother is Tommy from day one, what would be the din by the behavior now? Is it Xeir or is it Me'ikaloch? When part of the shilia comes out, you can't eat the remaining part of the placenta. Is it Medin Sofik or Medin Xeir? Now that Ulla tells us there's the Metach Shash, that majority of the blood is in the middle, in the small part. So it's also Mikadin, not because of Xeir. It's also to eat the part inside Mikadin, because it could very well be that there was a lady already, and then you can't eat it. Right? So that's what we've done the story. We started off with Ulla. Ulla told us the din of the Skiddush. We always have to make sure the majority is there. That's the Skiddush of Ulla. We asked him, why do you need that? It's a Mishnah for Eshes. No. Without Ulla, we would have run the Mishnah a different way. Without Ulla, we would have run the Mishnah tells you it's Xeir. You can't eat the Shilya, even if part of it comes, only part of it comes out. Xeir. We would never have known that there's been metershash. We've never known it's been metershash. That's all it's finished. Although it was mechadish to us, it's been met, achshash, the majority of the baby was born. Which is enough good mina the gabi tumah b'tayeh. She's already chishish b'tumah. And now we know also the enough good mina the gabi, the isin of beya, the isin of shilya. Because of ule, if somebody eats it, it could have been over an isin of beya. Right, all to nafka mina now, halacha l'maisa. Shasha of tshuva. Tshuva, how to do tshuva. If somebody did eat it, was he even Isidra Abbanon? Because he was even Megzeya. Or was he perhaps even Isidra Isa, meeting a Veda? Before we knew Ola, we thought stomach's there. It's not more worried. That meant if somebody eats a mixas, part of Hashem's concerned, if mixas came out and somebody had the shilya, as far as Hashem concerned, this guy's the biggest tzaddik in the world. Azal said you shouldn't do it because of Xeir. That somebody might make a mistake if the entire thing comes out and goes back in. And then they shed it. That's what Chazal were worried about. But the actual person who did it, really, a big tzaddik. Wrong comes Ulam and says, you know, he's a Rosh Marusha. But it could very well be in the Roy Vlad that went left already. He was Oib Issa Mavila. That's what's practical.
So, so come.
That's the way to be polite.
Just want to understand, if the part, an animal, part of it came out, and then they shifted it, the part that came out would be at that stage, I'm not saying because of the Xera. We didn't tell you.
It stayed out?
What?
It stayed out?
It stayed out.
Yeah, you can't eat it.
Cannot eat it.
Cannot eat it.
It's not
it wasn't inside the name. It's Bosom is on the tree fall.
So why are we coming up with this very complicated concern of maybe it comes all the way back in? Why are we not concerned simply for this part that's outside, that's connected to the part that was inside, and say we're concerned that that small part is going to be what's going
to
be?
But like you said, nobody's going to make a mistake to think that sheets of a mother will help with something outside.
Why not? Not for sure.
No.
I would say a rope of the thing was inside. I'm sure you can see people, and again, it can get mixed up. It's connected to it. People can grab it and then forget which side was which side. I don't know. No?
No.
Why is it
that's not? Something which is a clear halacha. It's a possible in the Torah. Lots of saw the table is a chenu. Something that's gone out into the field. And it's gone out already. It's a first of possible in the Torah. Everyone knows part that left you can't eat. If when you did the sheets of the mother, it was out. The sheets of the mother only helped to what's in the baby, not what's out.
It's so unclear as to which part was that, which part was
the line. Okay. We're not going to make our own series, right? That's what we left out for Chazal. Chazal worked out exactly what
so that was. That was concern.
That's not the concern. The concern is the person will think it's inside the mother and I can shift it.
Because it went out and back in.
Right? Right?
So that now he can shift it, and now since it never.
Since his mother sheet it was entirely inside the mother. I should be able to eat it. And he's making a mistake because maybe there was a ladle.
Because it was a potential ladle.
There was the entire
case where the entire thing left.
There definitely was a ladle.
If that went back inside, and then it didn't go inside.
Wow.
If the whole thing did not go out, only a portion went out.
Right.
And then it went back in.
Right.
And they said that the whole thing is with them.
Before it came out.
Well,
before Ullah came along, the whole thing's good. Mi'ikah
lot. Ullah would take faster?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Ullah takes on, then we have to worry that small amount that left, the majority of the kid was there.
And it was considered a ladle, right?
Considered
even though it was connected to the animal.
Right. Considered a ladle already, and since the ladle already, when we come back.
This is only his chica?
That's the chiddush for it.
That's only when it's not discernible. Like that's when it's a miscarriage of the.
Right.
Even by the hand up there, let's finish off Rashi.
There's no concern about that. Maybe if only part comes out, the tummy tires. Dirisha. There's no problem for us that we have to make Xeria to be metame the tires of the first day. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to be concerned. Lemixas for that, since part of the shilya came out, that we should litame. We should be metame tayis terisha in the tayis that happened on the first day. She was touched truma on the first day. There are some leke lemixa otukula. There by truma tayis, there's no mocking for xeir otukula to make xeir mixas otukula. Why? Because we see the machine not like blood, because when the blood does come out, Bishani on the second day, Matminalo, we are Metana. So she knows that there is a tumor of a shilya. So therefore, without Ullah, you will never have known that there's a reason to be Metana on the first day. And Mashmalon, that's where Ullah is teaching us that even on the first day, she's told me. Why? Nothing exists. The moment exists. Why should Tom A? Shash that.
The full amount.
The roib of the blood came out. Very good. That's not.
Is right. Kamashkala only by the din of Isha, or is Ulu teaching us that the reason for Hulin, that I miss that, the reason for Hulin is because
right. Once we get the din, once we know the din by Isha, now we have a new pshat in the Mishnah Hulin. In the din, it would be true, like we said, be enough commander to rights. Not just Xavier anymore, be enough commander to rights. Right, beautiful.
Is this discussion about in Poland as well?
Yeah, yeah, sure. What, the whole dinner?
No, about the food,
I don't think so.
So, if someone's just made a phone, they'd be in trouble.
Right.
Unless there's a rush, you better send over here to save
me. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, next time we get to put in, we have to remember this, okay? Oh, hold on. Let's move on to the next case that I wanted to do. Ozma Bechor. Oma Ula Omer Belozo. Oma Ula Omer Belozo. Second line down. Bechor Sheni. Another thing that Ula told us in the name of Rabbi Elozo. Bechor Sheni Traf Besuch Lamed Yoy. Bechor Sheni Traf. You've learned this Gemara? It's, no? That was nitraf within 30 days. That means we know the din is pidyon haben from day 30. Yeah, I mean chodesh or lamala. So chodesh tifter. You're pidyon from day 30. What's the din if a bechoy was nitraf? So Rashi says nitraf means it got killed. It got killed within 30 days. Ain't poided, I said. There's no din to be poided.
What use would it be any?
Maybe there's a din. Maybe that lock, you have to be poided.
Oh, you start poided even though it's...
Let's say a baby was born 30 days, I mean, lived for 30 days and died. It's still a din, you know.
Huh.
I remember the moves here years ago, a quarter of a century ago. It used to be a big girl. It used to be a big tzaddik called Rabbi Frank by Feinhander. He lived in Remember, he had a brother who was in charge of a big cure organization, Machane something in Meshon, a big So he gave shir, this Rabbi Feinhand that I knew, gave shir on a Friday night, and he said his brother had a story that somebody died, one of his Bali Chuba died, and the mother of this Baal Tshuva was very distraught. Why was it that he died? He died very young. Why should he die? Anyway, so he brought in the Pidyon HaBen. One of the questions of Pidyon HaBen is, do you want your son or do you want your money? That's the loss of the Kohen house. Do you want your son or do you want your money? And he basically said that if somebody has shown doesn't do Pidyon HaBen, then there's a good concern that the child won't live. That's what this Rabbi Feinhander was saying. But the halacha is, and therefore they did Pidyon HaBen after the child died. The halacha is, even if a child lived older and died, you do Pidyon HaBen. Because there's a din.
So he reached 30.
Right?
More than 30.
So here says the Gemara, if he got killed within 30 days, you might have thought that this child should have lived to 30 days, and then you might have thought that Yochai would fit in, even though it didn't live to 30 days. Right?
Non-viable child.
If he can't live for 30 days, then not. So let's see this Rashi. B'choy shenitrach. B'choy odom shenerag b'soich lamed yoyim. Why are we using the word nitraf if it means nerag? A bear killed, right. A standard way of a child dying early, if it was a viable child and died early, was not a natural cause. Was that a fox or a bear or whatever it was killed by nitraf, it was killed. So we use the word nitraf for that. Okay, very odd.
Why did
you
put
that's the sand way you would die. If I want to tell you a viable child that would die, I'll tell you a case which is the standard, which is nature, but it ain't animal.
Why is Ryan say Shanae?
Ah, okay. So he wants to explain what the word nature means. You could have made the mistake that nature means if you became a trefa. Trefa is the word of an animal. Yeah. So you could have made the mistake that said it means the word trefa. It doesn't mean that, it means nerag. Rashi has to tell you what the word means. Rashi, why the Gemara uses the word nitraf? If it means nerag, it's just a standard way how a person would die. This is how I think it's just Mekvetz is explaining to Rashi. So, ain't poidim, I'd say. Ain't so cliff, you don't need to be poidim. Says Rashi, it makes me atzmoy, if it died naturally, You don't need to tell me. Why? The pasuk says you have to be poyled from a month old. And now you do need, now that got killed, now you do need to teach me. The lo aminim shouldn't say, Eloi iktil, had it not been killed, have a chai, it would have carried on living. The lo nefel amen, it's not a nefel, nefel means a non-viable child, it was a viable child. Venifiki, and you should be put to it. Vashalon, ach, podoi, sifte, ach, cholak, ach, podoi, sifte, zbukhoi odom, ach means but, it's a mute. No, you don't have to put to every child. Only one that
actually,
that's the shadow must come in. So let's try and work out what was going on in this rash. Shita's rash, what's going on? He's saying that died naturally is postures. You don't have to do video then. If you get killed, then there's a harmony you do have to. What's the pshat in that? What did Rashi mean? Why is it more possible if it dies naturally that you don't do video then than if it got killed? I mean, neither of them live to day 30. So why is it more possible to Rashi that dying naturally you don't do video then?
Rashi is the mitzvah. The mitzvah only kicks in after day 30, no, according to the Torah.
So it's possible even if it got killed?
No, it's not possible if it got killed. Why? If it got killed, Chazal said that a child in that kind of situation, if he got killed due to the chatayim of the parents, perhaps. Hashem gave him the matana. It was supposed to live longer.
But the Meister came day 30. I didn't have a baby. What? This guy didn't have a baby. Came day 30. This guy didn't have a baby. Whatever the reason for it, he didn't have a baby.
Hashem gave him a child should have lived longer.
Okay, so.
So he still has to be. Well, we have to understand what the whole process of the idea is for. Is it a thank you? What is it?
It's a chiyuv mamon to the curse.
Is it a net or not? Question is,
what's the half coming now?
If it's a net, it's not going to live past 30 days. So you're not going to have an issue to the video in a bit. If it was not a net, and it should have lived past 30 days, other than the fact that it was in the trough, then it's not an NFL, and you still have a chiyuv, even though it's no longer living.
They're saying a chiddush, which is the true chiddush in Rashi. The Rashi learns that this possible that you do it from day 30 is just to prove it's not nefel. The din is a nefel, no pidyon aben. Non nefel, yes pidyon aben. How do you know if there's a pidyon aben? How do you know if it's a nefel or not? Wait till day 30, I'll find out if it's a nefel. So if it dies before 30, says Rashi, if it dies before 30 days, it's possible that it dies naturally within 30 days. It's possible you don't have to do pidyon aben. Why? Because it was an effort. And the pasuk of Avduyim ben Chodesh Tifta tells me you do pidyon aben on something that's not an effort. But if it got killed, so maybe.
You don't
or, yeah, maybe it's not an effort. And therefore, you should have to do pidyon aben because maybe it's not an
effort.
Right, okay. So, Kamash Shalom. Now, what's the Kamash Shalom? Ah. What's the Kamashal on? So one way of learning this Kamashal on, which it's not like Ayalips just now, a Kamashal on is that as long as you're not 100% sure that it's not an FL, there's no Chiyuv Pidyon. Right? Until you're 100% sure it's not an FL, there's no Chiyuv Pidyon. That's one way what the Kamashal on is. So therefore, if you got killed, there's no Pidyon. Why? Because it could have been an effort. Could have been an effort. Could be not. It could have been an effort. That's why you've got possible to tell me that you don't need to do
business. So that is if it dies before 30, that's the default. Then you have to show that it's not. It wasn't a NFL, and it died completely independent of being a NFL in order to
qualify. That wouldn't be possible.
Right.
Okay. That's Shitta's Rashi. Shitta's Rashi is. That Chiyuv Pidyon Aben is from day 30 only because of technical reason. What's the technical reason? You have to make sure it's an effort. So if it died naturally within before 30 days, possible, it's an effort. And if it got killed, the chiddush of the pasuk is that
know that it's not a nevel.
Right. As long as you know, no, it's not a nevel, it's not going to have a
chiyuv. The road's contrary. Hashem runs the road, right? So Hashem runs the road. And we also know that by animals don't have free will, so if it gets killed by an animal, then it's Hashem. It wasn't meant to live more than 30 days. Whether it's a nephel or whether it's going to die of an unusual circumstance, whatever it is, it seems to.
You're chayv in the event from day one. If you knew it wasn't a nephel, you're chayv in the event from day one.
Okay.
So this baby lived for 10 days. You're chayv in the event. The only thing is, since I don't know, maybe it was a nephel, maybe it happened to get killed, but it was an nephel. Therefore, I'm not happy to do it because you're not happy to do it on the phone. Like, so let's say you're not high on girls, you're not high on the phone. Something which is a nephil, a non-viable baby, you're not high. It doesn't help me to say about Hashem all this thing. So, if the child wasn't a nephil, if it wasn't a nephil, it'd be high to do it.
That's
not
basically on nephil.
Right? So, it's Rashi played on it.
Okay.
Now, in my life, it's a different commission on it. When we learn traces, it's going to be big enough community. What's the Bari Leib's Kamashran on? It is. You might have thought that if it got killed by an animal, so there's no reason to assume it was an NFL, because then he added Ruiv children on the following. You might have thought that you're not Chayyab. You might have thought you'd be Chayyab with Pidin Aben. Kamashran on ask that.
Even if you don't know that it's not an NFL.
This is what you said beforehand. Kimashalon has nothing to do with Nefel. Kimashalon has to do with 30 days. If it reached 30 days or not. That's how you could have read. Right? Then you might have thought it's, had we not had the possibility, had it died naturally, it would be possible, Yorokai, because it's an effort. But you would have thought, what's the din by something got killed? Well, then maybe it wouldn't have been enough, or maybe it would be chayiv. Kamashalon, nothing to do with nephel. Maybe you do a whole U-turn. Nothing to do with nephel, and it's to do with all reaching day 30. The Bemet, this child that got killed, there's no reason to assume it was a nephel. And yet your bottle, because nothing to do with nephel, it's to do with day 30. There's two miles right to learn. Which one's better? Which mile is the better mile? You know the latter. What's the better matter? I much prefer the first one.
Why?
Because we're not making a whole big change. We had a Havim and a Maskana. Always try when you have Havim and a Maskana, try and limit it. We had a Havim and a thinking only Nefarim have a Chiyuv, only something which isn't a Nefel has a Chiyuv of Pidin HaBen. Something that never has no Chiyuv of Pidin HaBen. But something which is not a Nefel has a Chiyuv of Pidin HaBen. Kemash Shalom. That as long as you don't know it wasn't an NFL, you're still not going to have a chiyuv of pidyon.
The chiyuv is about to be triggered on the 30th day.
No, so that's what you say.
I'm saying
the Havmina wasn't like that. The Havmina was that even though this child didn't live to 30 days, would be chayav pidyon.
Uh-huh.
Why? I day 13, there was no kid there. Because yeah, Havmina was, it wasn't an NFL. So it should be chayav pidyon. Kimashalon, since it's a sophic, if it was an NFL. Even though I'll be real, if it wasn't Nefer, but still a Sophic could have been an Nefer. A Sophic is an afterpart. That's what the Kamashalon is. So that's an easy Mahalach. We'll see in Tayshin of Mahalach and Rashi. It is an easy Mahalach. So, okay, a good Shabbos. Mazel Tov again to Yossi. It was very nice, very sweet. Yossi, you spoke beautifully last night.
Thank you.
Great.